Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Friday morning. Kansas Senate President Susan Weigel says she will not seek election to the U.S. Senate. Weigel says personal and political trials in the last year and her concern that a divisive Republican primary could give the seat to a Democrat prompted her decision not to run. The announcement leaves U.S. Representative Roger Marshall of Western Kansas and former Secretary of State Kris Kobach as the main GOP rivals for the nomination. Weigel cited difficulty raising campaign funds, her fight with the Democratic Governor Laura Kelly over the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic, and her daughter's death as factors in her decision.
State and federal officials in Minnesota say their aim in the investigation of a man's death in police custody is to avoid a rush to judgment. But the promise is a thorough look at the case.
Following George Floyd's death on a Minneapolis street, four officers, including one who placed his knee on Floyd's neck, were fired. The community wants that ex-cop and the others charged. Hennepin County DA Michael Freeman says the decision must go beyond the images people have seen.
I do not condone or respect the act done by the police officer to Mr. Floyd. That was excessive and that was wrong. The question in my business is it criminal? That's what I have to prove.
County, state, and federal authorities are investigating, and President Trump is said to be watching developments as well. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
President Trump signing a controversial executive order targeting social media sites after Twitter added a fact-checked label on his tweets about mail-in voting. Fox's Kevin Cork with more from the White House.
They say it's really about unfair practices and selective censorship employed by many of the major platforms, including Twitter and Facebook, for example. At the center of the action, Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act, it indemnifies companies like Twitter, Facebook, Google, and others, quote, for any action voluntarily taken in good faith to restrict access or availability of material. Critics are howling tonight. They say this is an affront to free speech. In a statement, the ACLU saying this, much as he might wish otherwise, Donald Trump is not the president of Twitter. This order, if issued, would be a blatant and unconstitutional threat to punish social media companies that displease the president.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey stands by his company's fact-checking, saying, quote, we'll continue to point out incorrect or disputed information about elections globally.
Kansas counties had various reactions to Governor Laura Kelly's decision to give them the authority to determine their own coronavirus restrictions. Kansas Information Network's Britt Swigert has a sampling.
Wyandotte, Shawnee, Douglas, Lyon, and Coffee counties all said they would continue to stick to the governor's plan, while Johnson, Reno, Sedgwick, and Ford counties said restrictions on the size of gatherings and how businesses can operate would now be only guidelines. Despite easing the restrictions, Johnson County health officials said that residents and businesses should continue to follow the safety guidance from Kelly's reopening plan. Ford County, which has the most confirmed COVID-19 cases, also chose to drop the state restrictions, but will allow cities within the county to impose tighter restrictions if they wish. Wyandotte County health officials said they would impose Kelly's original restrictions until at least June 8th. Officials in Shawnee, Douglas, and Lyon counties say they will continue following the restrictions because the current plan is working.
Sedgwick County Commissioners emphasized recommended restrictions on county residents and businesses were recommendations and would not be enforced. Let's take a look at the forecast now with the KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of low pressure continues to move further off to the east, and that's going to bring us much quieter weather as high pressure builds in from the west. Sunny and near 80 this afternoon. Tonight becomes partly cloudy, our low 59. Breezy, warm again on Saturday with a high 81. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 64 degrees. We have a north wind at 10 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS 835. And it's time for entertainment news. We call it The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
A Hollywood star doing what he can to help health officials find a coronavirus vaccine.
Tom Hanks sharing photos of his latest trip to the doctor's office to donate blood plasma after recovering from COVID-19. The actor captions Instagram images of bags of plasma. Plasmatic on three. 1, 2, 3, plasmatic. Signing it, Hanks. The 63-year-old star and his wife, Rita Wilson, were diagnosed with the coronavirus in March while Hanks was filming in Australia. The couple have been documenting their recovery online ever since. Plasma in those who have overcome the illness may contain antibodies that could help others fighting the virus. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Dolly Parton with a new song.
Dolly Parton still making music while she's stuck at home during the pandemic. The country star released When Life Is Good Again, which is inspired by the lessons learned during the coronavirus quarantine.
We need to change our ways and right our wrongs.
The 74-year-old released the song through Entertainment Weekly. Its themes center on compassion, thoughtfulness, and living in the moment.
I'll be so different then. More in the moment when life is good again.
The singer recently started a web series on YouTube where she reads bedtime stories to kids. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
It continues President Trump's battle with Twitter.
The Team Trump Twitter page posting an image of the president with the text, "Fairness is coming," in the style of the HBO series Game of Thrones, tagging Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. It comes as the White House is preparing an executive order targeting social media companies for alleged content moderation bias. Twitter facing heat for adding a fact-check warning to the commander-in-chief's tweets in which he suggests that mail-in ballots lead to voter fraud. Dorsey stands by his company's decision, tweeting the goal is to connect the dots of conflicting statements and show the information in dispute so people can judge for themselves. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Get more on Gal Gadot's Hedy Lamarr show.
Gal Gadot will go from Wonder Woman to another superhero, Hedy Lamarr, in a new series that moved from Showtime to Apple TV+.
Well, you look as though you've seen a ghost.
The 8-episode limited show was given a straight-to-series order with The Jump. Lamarr, a Hollywood actress in the 1940s, had a side gig as an inventor working alongside a composer. They figured out a system of radio guidance during World War II that is now considered a precursor to Bluetooth and Wi-Fi technology. The series will span 30 years from her daring escape from pre-war Vienna to the silver screen and her fall at the dawn of the Cold War. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Dad advice going viral.
Rob Kenny of Houston launching a YouTube channel called Dad, How Do I?
Hey, kids.
The 55-year-old shares weekly tutorials teaching viewers how to do things like check the pressure in their tires, unclog a bathtub drain, or how to tie a tie.
And now you still want to pay attention to that knot, and then now you're coming through there.
The father of two revealing he grew up without a father figure and wanted to help others who may not have a parent to learn from. Fans dubbing him the Internet's dad, the channel he launched in April, earning over 2 million followers. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's see what's going on in the world of movies.
I'm Michelle Polino. Bruce Willis stars in the gripping home invasion film Survive the Night.
Is that him? Yeah, that's him.
After a man is mortally wounded in a robbery gone bad, he and his partner stalk a trauma doctor from the hospital to his home. While holding the man's wife and daughter hostage, they want the doc to fix the wound, but they didn't realize the force of nature that his father, Frank, is, played by Bruce Willis, who's also an ex-sheriff.
We all have regrets.
The Road's Not Taken stars Javier Bardem as the dad and Elle Fanning as his daughter, who must grapple with the challenges of her dad's chaotic mind as they weave their way through New York City. The different roads lead Molly to wrestle with her own path as she considers her future.
12 pubs, 12 pints.
And The World's End reunites Simon Pegg and Nick Frost with director Edgar Wright in a comedy about a group of friends who return to their hometown 20 years after their first epic pub crawl attempt to complete the ultimate challenge. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Theme parks getting ready to reopen.
As theme parks across the U.S. plan to reopen in the coming weeks, SeaWorld's interim CEO, Mark Swanson, says there's pent-up demand following months of shutdowns.
Our surveys tell us people are anxious to get out, and I think, you know, you've seen that across the country.
But park visitors can expect to see some major changes at the happiest place on Earth and every other theme park. Just about all of them, Disney, Universal, SeaWorld, and Six Flags, to name a few, will require online reservations to limit capacity, check guest temperatures, and require masks upon reopening.
We can do it in a safe manner. Look, it's not going to be, you know, sold out right from the beginning. We know that. But I do think over time, people are going to get more comfortable.
Several Orlando theme parks are set to open in the first 2 weeks of June. Six Flags will open one park in Oklahoma on June 5th. Disney is looking to reopen its Florida parks more than a month later in mid-July. Still no reopening dates for several amusement parks in other locations. Grady Trimble, Fox News.
He was born 100 years ago on this day. Character actor Clifton James. One of my favorites. He played a sheriff in two Bond, James Bond movies. Live and Let Die, Man with the Golden Gun. Sheriff J.W. Pepper. He was a sheriff in Silver Streak. He was the team owner of the White Sox in Eight Men Out. He was a prison floor walker in Cool Hand Luke.
Ah, now I got him.
He was in, yeah.
Now I got him.
Good character actor. Guy that served, he was a World War II U.S. Army veteran. Served 42 months in the South Pacific.
He looks like it. He looked like it.
Got a Silver Star, Bronze Star, two Purple Hearts. Clifton James.
He's tough.
Great Clifton James. Good character actor. He was born 100 years ago on this day. And we do have, this day is also significant for a Kansas native. He was born in Dodge City, Kansas. Actor Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper.
Dennis passed away 10 years ago today.
Is that right?
Yeah. Of course, he was in Rebel Without a Cause with James Dean. He was in Giant, Liz Taylor and Rock Hudson.
He was in Hoosiers.
He was in, yeah, he got an Oscar nomination for Hoosiers.
Yeah.
He was in Cool Hand Luke.
Yep.
And the first film he ever directed was a little thing called Easy Rider. Dennis Hopper. Here's a little bit of Dennis Hopper and Jack Nicholson from Easy Rider.
Hey, we can't even get into like a second-rate hotel. I mean, a second-rate motel, you dig? They think we're going to cut their throat or something, man. Like, they're scared, man. Oh, they're not scared of you. They're scared of what you represent to them. All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut. Oh, no. What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right.
Here's a little trivia for you. My first date with my wife, my soon-to-be wife, 50 years ago some, we went to see Easy Rider.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, it'll tell you.
Wow.
How about that?
That's a pretty heavy movie for a date.
Oh, it was.
Back in the day.
We didn't know each other, so.
Yikes. My gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you went to see an iconic American movie, and then you have an iconic American marriage.
Absolutely.
It's lasted all the years.
No doubt. Yes, sir.
Poor Dennis Hopper, he ended up with prostate cancer.
Was that right?
It just kind of ravaged him there towards the end. And he passed away 10 years ago on this day. The great Kansas native, born in Dodge City, Dennis Hopper. He was 74. Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by our friends at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They repair and service appliances, so
there you go.
You have an appliance that's
in
trouble.
They're supposed to be at my house later on this morning.
What do you got?
Oh, get the washing machine.
Is not performing right.
They're
so
coming
by. What did you do? You picked up the phone and you called Napoleon
Appliance
Repair. Exactly what you did.
Yes, sir.
So if your appliance is in trouble, do what Steve did. Call Terry, make an appointment. Here's that phone number, 409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
843 now, business leadership during these tough times. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up to tell us all about it. Steve's Head in the Morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.